Hello, Dunaway students. Today we're here with a special podcast. My name is Addison Eglinton.
Hi, guys. I'm Aaliyah Brooks, and we are here with the person that gave us our podcast studio, Mrs. Godfrey.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
So today this will be a special podcast, so please listen in. So I have a question. If you don't mind me asking, what is the Traveling Light Foundation? Could you explain that to us?
No problem. The Traveling Light Foundation is a nonprofit here in McMinnville, and we focus on the McMinnville School District. So that includes all of the elementary schools, middle schools, and the high school here. We've been trying to do as much as we can to help students get that spark, ignite the spark, the joy of learning. And we've had several projects, including this podcast studio, which has been our biggest one so far, that has brought a different way to learn into the lives of the students. And we've tried to support teachers with books for projects, and we're currently working on putting a sensory room into Willamette Elementary, so that's another. Participation is key for every student in all of the schools. For example, we recently gave to teachers grant to Mr. Harney over at Patton, and he was able to get Easy Rider sort of bike seat things so that his students could keep up and participate along with the regular PE class. So keeping everyone involved and learning and having fun while doing it is important. Yeah. That was something that Ronan loved to do, which is why we do what we do. And my son Ronan was a huge lover of school. He just really loved it, loved learning. And when we watched him learn something, he would kind of get that little spark and like hit this little hungry look on his eyes, like, hey, well, if I can do that, you know, then I can maybe do this with it. And he would always take it to the next step, whatever it was. And we want to give that to as many kids as we can.
So you already partially answer our next question that we have, which is, who is Ronan Godfrey, which you said is your son?
There are many things around the school saying, in memory of him. So, you know, who he is, could you go into more depth of that?
Of course. I've been asking myself this question, knowing I've been coming in to do the interview, and there's so many answers to that. First of all, he's my son, and Ronan was a student here at Dunaway as well. He passed away in 2021. And he had a rare disease, which was one of those one in a million. It's called dyskeratosis congenita. We call it DC for short because that's a bit of a mouthful. He had some challenges here, you know, at school, not because of the school, but because of his health issues. You know, he had to have an oxygen tank in his backpack. And that sort of brings us to where we are when we think about things like the sensory room and the podcast studio. He was a YouTuber, as many people of his generation want to be and do. He had a channel called Subterranean Gaming. His most favorite thing ever was Minecraft. And he just really got to do things in Minecraft that he couldn't physically do.
So you know, kind of like living in another world.
Exactly.
If you don't mind me asking, could you go into more depth and explain more what DC is?
Sure. I'm going to get really science-y here for you.
Oh, we all have that science teachers listening.
Dyskeratosis congenita is a condition that is a telomere biology disorder. And our telomeres are the very tips of our chromosomes. So you know the chromosomes, they kind of look like an X or like something with arms and legs.
Yeah.
So the very end of them, that is your telomere. And a good comparison that's often drawn to that is like a shoelace. You know when you have that little plastic end of the shoe?
Oh, aglets! Yeah.
Yes. So the more and more you wear your shoes and you tie your shoelaces, they get sort of damaged and frayed and they can
fall
even
off.
Fall off. Yeah, exactly. So that's what your telomeres are like. And as we age, every single one of us, they shorten, and they shorten throughout life. When Ronan was born, he already had very short telomeres. So what that did to his body was it made it hard for him to repair. You know, our cells regenerate constantly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All of our cells in our body. And when they regenerate, they can develop into cells we don't like cancer cells, for example.
Oh.
Or if you get cut, you get a scar, you know.
Yeah.
Not everything repairs exactly perfectly.
Yeah.
And so with Ronan being advanced in his telomere disorder, he wouldn't heal properly. He had some challenges with that. That ultimately led to him needing a bone marrow transplant when he was 3. So he got aplastic anemia because of that. So we found a donor, and he donated his bone marrow to Ronan and gave him 10 more years when he was 3 years old. So we got a lot more than we could have had, you know, with Ronan. We obviously would have loved to have a lot more, but he did a lot of great things in the short time that he was with us. He lived till he was 13, and he finished up seventh grade here at Dunaway and then passed away in the August. It was during COVID, so it actually suited our family quite a bit. We were lucky in the sense we got to spend additional time together towards the end of his life. He spent 4 months at home on hospice. He and I had a lot of really interesting conversations. I mean, like, what do you imagine talking about when you're dying ultimately? It's kind of really weird. But one of those conversations that we had, I was like, what do you want me to do with all your money? Because he had saved up $1,000. And he was really proud of that. And he, like, pinned his little bank printout on the wall. And he goes, well, I don't know. What are you going to do with it? And I said, well, listen, if you don't tell me what to do with it, I'm just going to buy your brother a watch for when he graduates or something. He's like, don't do that. So I was like, okay, what do you want to do? And he goes, well, I want you to invest it and, you know, make sure we get to Mars and save the environment and just all of the stuff. And I was like, okay, how am I going to do that? But I told him I'd do it, and this is what we're doing. We've invested the money in you guys, in the kids, and it feels really good, especially investing it locally and quite literally here in Dunaway. Means a lot to us. And I did want to say as well, it's an honor and a privilege to have been able to put this podcast studio into Dunaway. The staff here, your principal, she's been incredible, and your teachers that support the project. Absolutely everyone, even down to your custodial crew and district crew, everyone's been so helpful. And it's just a privilege to be able to do that in Ronan's honor.
Okay, Addie's just going to take a little break. But
sorry, it's hard not to cry.
Okay, thank you for being here with us, Mrs. Godfrey. It was really great to hear, like, how everything started and where we got the entire thing from.
Thank you for having me. Before I go, I'd like to give a little shout-out to Ronan's most favorite teacher, which I'm sure is not going to surprise you, is Mr. Murray. Mr. Murray came to me with this idea, so I want to thank him for bringing that to me and to thank him for his support and his special friendship that he developed with Ronan. Ronan had some good relationships with his teachers here, and they're so important, so I definitely want to make sure he knows that we are grateful to have his support.
Bye, Dunaway, and thank you again for being here with us.
Thank you guys for listening.